two Haynes entrepreneurs are finalists for a regional business competition. The Path to Prosperity program offers support to small businesses and startups in Southeast Alaska. The contest is a partnership between Spruce Root, Inc. and The Nature Conservancy. This year, Path to Prosperity is focused on local food.
Right now, we are prepping for our upcoming lunch hour. So we're making sure all of our specials are in order. And we've got a yellow curry and a kale pesto turkey melt that is from Four Winds Farm kale.
Sarah Jaymont owns Sarah J's Espresso Shop. She's served up mouth-watering breakfast, lunch, and coffee to hungry people in Haynes for several years now.
Hey, what do you got? You got an espresso drink coming up?
Yeah, I have there a tea, but I need to finish in that.
But her love for food started earlier than that.
I think I've been attracted to food and coffee my whole life. And I think the inspiration pretty much came from both of my grandmothers. I had a fully Italian grandmother. I was the only grandkid allowed in the kitchen because I would do her dishes. But yeah, she kind of taught me to love food and love feeding people, and that cooking is a love language.
Jaymont turned her passion into her profession about 9 years ago when she bought a restaurant called The Local Catch. A couple years later, she opened Sarah J's. The business has grown and seen a lot of success, but there is one major obstacle limiting its growth, space.
Well, the current space is a 23-foot food trailer that has back storage and a 10x10 shed. So storage is a huge issue for us. We are busier than our menu and food trailer allow us to be at times, which slows down our efficiency. Like in the height of a busy lunch hour or whatever, like we're operating out of a really small space.
Jaymont applied for the Path to Prosperity competition because she's ready to take the next step and build a bigger sit-down cafe. The other Haynes Path to Prosperity finalist is gardening enthusiast Andrew Cardella.
There's annual, mostly annual veggies in here. And then big strawberry patch here. There's apple trees I just put in this year. Lots of perennial flowers. And then there's some perennial veggies I'm working in.
Cardella's business is still in the idea stage.
My idea is to enable anyone who wants to garden to be able to garden. So I feel like there's a lot of people who are interested, but don't know how to get started. Or maybe don't know anything about growing food at all. And that's where my idea is to get them set up.
Cardella wants to take away the obstacles people face when trying to start their own gardens. He started gardening about 5 years ago with a plot at the community garden.
Didn't really know anything. Then got this house and still didn't really know anything. And then kind of had one failed season and then learned a lot pretty quick.
In his application to Path to Prosperity, Cardella calls his garden consulting business Perma Foodscaping. If his dream does become a reality, Cardella hopes he can help Haynes become less reliant on food barged in from the lower 48.
You know, that's going to limit how much veggies we have to ship up here and how much the huge, huge carbon footprint that's that's used for importing all these foods from down south. And then in addition to that, all the plastic that's used to package that and all the plastic that's used even just when you go to a shop and you buy, you know, a bundle of spinach or whatever and you put it in a plastic bag and then they put that plastic bag in another plastic bag and then you walk out with all this plastic that, you know, if you had just gone out to your yard and just picked the same amount of spinach, I mean, it's going to be so much fresher, it's going to be so much healthier for you, and it's going to have not used any of those, you know, any of those plastics in the process.
Growing local food economies is one of the main reasons Path to Prosperity narrowed its focus to food-related businesses this year. The other finalists include a kombucha business in Craig, a food co-op in Sitka, and a farm in Juneau. All 12 Path to Prosperity finalists will participate in a business boot camp in Juneau this fall. Then two winners will receive up to $25,000 for consulting or technical assistance. Those prizes will be announced in February. Haynesport Chilkoot Distillery and Fairweather Ski Works are both previous Path to Prosperity winners. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.